Hey, this is Isaac, and you're listening to the intro to the intro because you're in the free feed of the podcast. That's right, you're in the free feed. Now, if you want the real stuff, behind scenes, the real whole show, go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. You'll get early access, you'll get the bonus content, you'll get no commercials, you'll get free download of my ebook, The Dark Path. And, of course, the pride in knowing you are supporting free independent thought and research. So go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Today, your bonus content will be me talking about Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and that infamous interview and how, basically, they proved that we're all going to die. Is that worth it? I think so. All right. Enjoy the show. Yo, this is Isaac. You know what it is? You probably just got done listening to my false flag episode with the great Oli Damagard. If you haven't, go check that out. It was pretty cool. We were talking, and sure enough, he had a couple degrees separation from Barry Seal, who was played by the greatest actor alive, Tom Cruise. In the movie American Made, which I just got done watching that day. Very synchronistic. There was no, we didn't plan that. I didn't know that was going to come. So if you heard a bit of surprise in my voice when he told me that, then that was genuine. As you know, I can't act, so it's all genuine. You know what I'm saying? So what are we going to get into today? You know, it's been a busy couple weeks for me. I had that Area 51 video I had to release, and that there were some issues with the encoding of the video. I had to redo it, so as you could probably see, I got a couple people asking when the next episode was going to drop, so I dropped the Oli interview, and now we're going to catch up on some recent events in the news. We're going to talk about celebrity deaths. We're going to talk about that Elon Musk, Joe Rogan interview. We're going to talk about Mac Miller. Stupid little Ariana Grande. We're going to talk about her a little bit. I shouldn't call her stupid. I'm just joking. But she's very tied into a lot of things. I'm not saying she's in the Illuminati, but she's affiliated, right? Something's going on with her. They feel a need to protect her. Why is that? I don't know. But anyways, we'll gloss over that real briefly. We'll see how much time we got for that. First, as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my Patreon supporters. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Get on the team. And those people that left reviews for The Dark Path on Amazon. I was surprised to see I got a few over the last couple weeks. Rusty, Katie, Margaret, Angie. Big ups to all you guys. I really appreciate it. The reviews are kind of the most valuable asset for Amazon's search algorithm for other people to find the content. So, big ups to you. Now, what I do want to get into this week... what are we going to talk about first? Let's talk about the Cranberries, okay? We're going to talk about the lead singer of the Cranberries. She died recently. Well, I say recently. She died January 2018. But the cause of death came out recently in September. And what do you know? She overdosed on alcohol, apparently. Can you overdose from alcohol? She died from... over-intoxication, I guess, but she was found dead inside the bathtub. She drowned inside the bathtub. She was 46 years old. Dolores O'Riordan. O'Riordan? You know I'm always mess up the names. But she died in the bathtub. And if you are not familiar with the bathtub thing, I'm going to give you the very brief rundown of it because I know some of you already heard a lot about this. But the idea is that the symbolic representation of the bathtub seems to tie together with occult belief systems, Maybe even like if you look at like the cleansing rituals of witchcraft. I mean, they specifically lay it out in the books that I've read. I've got a whole article on it, Decoding Illuminati Symbolism. It was about the Illuminati bathtub. Anyways, and you'll find all the significance of water and the elements symbolic through the pentagram, right? With the element of water. And you see it through the symbol of the inverted triangle, which, again, is like talking to us on a subconscious level. All these very interesting things. And, of course, we've seen the symbolism of the bathtub in the past. Jim Morrison died in a bathtub. Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina. I know you've heard me talk ad nauseum about them, about how the night before Whitney died, Bobby was found passed out in the bathtub. She almost died in the bathtub. And then her mom dies in the bathtub, the same hotel. And then a couple years later, Bobby does in fact die in the bathtub. What the hell? Are there all of these things accidental? I don't think so. Holly Madison, she was a playmate. She wrote a book, and in the book it says, laying in the bath one day in misery in 2002, Madison wrote that she thought about ending it all. If I just put my head underwater and take a deep breath in, it would all be over. Would anyone even miss me? Her suicidal thoughts continued. Maybe it was the pot and the alcohol, but drowning myself seemed like the logical way to escape the ridiculous life I was leading. Now, in that case, it doesn't sound like an Illuminati sacrifice through the bathtub necessarily, right? But it's curious, the idea of like this sort of passage to another dimension through the water, through the bathtub. That's what you see in Stargate when they find the Stargate, right? They find the Stargate and it's a big wall of water. And they pierce the veil and travel interdimensionally. And of course, I wrote an article where you get all this weird symbolism of the bathtub, and you need to look no further than Kenneth Anger's film Lucifer Rising, which has a whole bunch of, you know, if you don't know anything about Kenneth Anger, this is a real interesting character. And he will come up in a future episode I'm doing where I talk about Marjorie Cameron. But Kenneth Anger is one of these occultists who has roots in Hollywood. And in this film, Lucifer Rising, which shows like the coming of the New Age and the UFOs, it shows a guy getting into the bathtub. And it's very much in an occult sense. So anyways, that's a very curious thing to find out that is how she unfortunately passed away. Especially when you see all of the symbols and images and pictures you see of these celebrities in bathtubs, especially like sometimes they're shown dead, like dying, like bloody. It seems like a whole thing, right? So, you know, I guess a natural segue here is to talk a little bit about Mac Miller. If you don't know who he is, well, he was a rapper. He was a white rapper, one of few white rappers. And he died at the age of 26, just recently in September as well, from a drug overdose. There's no reports about him being found in a bathtub yet. But he died of an overdose in his house. And what was interesting to me, because as you know, I listen to a lot of rap music. I wouldn't say I'm the foremost expert of hip hop, but I know a lot. I've been a fan of the genre for over 30 years now. I'm familiar with Mac Miller, never really got into him though. So after he died, of course, like many others, I became interested in him. So I perused a few videos, and I'll talk about that in a second. But I did find in an interview, in a documentary, he said, "I'd rather be the corny white rapper than the drugged out mess who can't even get out of his house. Overdosing is just not cool. You don't go down in history because you overdose, you just die." Now, earlier I alluded to Ariana Grande and her involvement. because he was dating Ariana Grande before she got engaged to Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. But then he, I guess she had him all in his feelings. I don't know what happened. He like wrecked his car, and I guess it was a real problem when they broke up. And when Mac Miller died, a lot of the fans started blaming Ariana Grande, which is dumb. If you've never kind of dealt with people with an addiction, it's a very difficult situation to be in. So I don't blame her as much as I want to. As much as I want to find another reason to pick on Ariana Grande, I'm on her side with this. You know, like she was just saying, like it was a struggle. She didn't want to stick around for it. And I don't blame her for that, right? It's a tough spot to be in. But Mac Miller's last Instagram post, he is shown giving us the all-seeing eye. That was his last post. Very clearly, his left all-seeing eye, the Eye of Horus. And of course, this is the esoteric symbol for understanding the ways of the Illuminati and the occult doctrine. But it wasn't the first time he had done that. He'd done that on the cover of Fader magazine a few years back. Now, a lot of these rappers today, they're dying at a young age. Lil Peep, he died of a drug overdose. I talked about him in the past. He was in his videos. You can see him wearing the shirt of the Baphomet. Triple XXXTentacion. Of course, he was killed by Drake. We all know that. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to put an alleged in front of that. Apparently not, right? They caught three of the shooters. And there doesn't seem to be any connection to Drake, which is great. Good to hear. And in fact, if you followed me on Twitter, you saw that I made a statement and I said, Drake is the king of pop. I'm going to let that sink in a little bit. Drake is the king of pop, not Michael Jackson. I know it's a bold statement. And trust me, I don't like saying it any more than you like hearing it. But the guy has been out for, roughly 10 years. And I couldn't tell you the last time I listened to a radio station and didn't hear either him as a feature on a song or his own music that was playing on the hits, you know? In fact, I think he just broke some record a few months back for being the artist with the most consecutive weeks on the Billboard 100, like since he came out, like almost like 10 years. I'm just saying the guy's consistent. And I like his music well enough, you know. I didn't like him when he first came out. When he first came out, he was a little too R&B. I didn't really get it. But now I get it, you know. And he was kind of one of the first ones to really be successful at kind of blending rap and R&B together. And he does well at it. Anyways, we're getting off track here, folks. A lot of people didn't like my Drake statement on Twitter, so I'm sorry about that. I'm just looking forward, folks. I think in 10 years we're all gonna come to this conclusion anyways. Where were we here? Talked about Mr. Moloch there, Mr. Minerva, Drake. Talked about the blood sacrifices. Oh yeah, so these rappers are dying off pretty young. Mac Miller died at the age of 26. So he wasn't quite in the infamous 27 club, which is the age that many of these artists seem to die, is at 27. You know, there's a list for that. I don't remember off the top of my head. I think it was like Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, something like that. Anyway, so I looked at Mac Miller's videos, and he had one called The Star Room. And that was from an album called, I think the album was called Delusional Thomas. But anyways, it has to do with Mac Miller had an alias called Delusional Thomas. That was his sort of nickname, alter ego. And he spoke about it in an interview about why that was, why the album came to be, because he had an alter ego, which, as you know, if you read my hip hop conspiracy book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, you'll know that he is following suit with many other rappers before him. They all have these alter egos. In fact, I just started watching on Netflix a show called Rapture about these rappers. And the rapper G-Eazy talks about at the beginning, how he's got an alter ego. And look, I get it. Like, I've got, like, my name isn't Isaac Weishaupt, right? We all know that by now. I'm not related to Adam Weishaupt, the Bavarian Illuminati founder. It is an alias name, but I do it just as a sort of protection for myself. As you could, as one could imagine, this isn't the most friendly environment of a conversation to have. So I have an alter, I have an alias name, but that's not like on the same level that these people have. These people have alter egos, meaning they embody something sort of different. And in my hip hop conspiracy book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, I talked about this. I talked about this idea of people have different names for when you look at ritual magic, they take on a different name. It's a magic name. And it's has to do with like protection of the against spells that other people could place on you. But it also could have to do with channeling these sort of interdimensional beings. It's kind of a weird idea, but here we find out that Mac Miller had that. And in the video for Delusional, or the Star Room, I should say, you see that on his coffee table, he's got an issue of Fader magazine, which is the one that he was on the cover of. And he's got his, like I said before, he's got his eye covered. So, but on the, he has tape covering the section with the eyeball. So you can't really tell that's what's happening. It sounds very weird, but if you go to my website, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. Go to the article called Mac Miller Illuminati Symbolism. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's very odd. Why did he want to cover that up? Was this his way of saying his alter ego character was trying to break free from the Illuminati blood pact that he had to make, the Faustian bargain? He had just made I guess he was like pretty famous for being like sort of like an independent guy, but then he signed this big record deal. But anyway, the idea is maybe there's a Faustian bargain to be had here where they sell their souls for the fame. And on the back, on that same set, on the wall behind him, you see pictures of Marilyn Monroe and Jane Mansfield. And you see he's got a message right above him that says, "I'm not real," in red with arrows pointing to it to draw your attention towards that. It's like he's saying his own self has died and now he's got to take on this sort of persona of Mac Miller. And Marilyn Monroe, I talked about her a few episodes ago on the Century of the Self documentary series. She was a victim of the MKUltra stuff, right? Maybe, allegedly, possibly, probably. Yeah, she was. So she's on the wall. And then Jane Mansfield, who was a member of the Church of Satan. She was hooked up with Anton LaVey for a while. So these are people who have their brushes with the occult. Jane Mansfield was a high priestess in the Church of Satan. Now, the other idea behind the alter ego thing is that sometimes these rappers may be possessed because, and these are just ideas that I've sort of spitballed out there, theorized about, and by all means, like, that doesn't make it so. It's just an idea because I notice very strange things happening and there's really no explanation for it. And you can't trust these journalists to find out why. You think Vice is going to ask these kinds of questions? No, because they're all in on it together to make these artists famous. Like on some levels, they got to sell out in order to get the interviews and the front cover and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, the idea is that maybe they sort of get influenced or possessed by demons. So looking further into it, I look at the Mac Miller interviews and referencing this album particularly, where he has the alter ego of Delusional Thomas, he says, "To me, it was a character and I wanted to give his whole own complex, like everything. There was part of me that wanted to do my own voice, but I just wanted it to be its own complete character. And I feel like that evil voice inside your head is always kind of in that pitch." So there you go. I mean, they're never like positive, good alter egos, are they? They're always like demonic. So you hear with like Eminem with the Rain Man thing. Then of course, another video called Watching Movies. You can see that he's laying inside of a coffin dead. Again, predictive programming, just like XXXTentacion. In his last video for that song called Sad, he visits himself lying in a coffin. He talks about himself dying often, many times. And same with Lil Uzi Vert. He talks about dying by the time, at the age of 27. He's going to join the 27 Club. He said, in fact, I got the quote here, him referencing, because he admires Marilyn Manson. And Marilyn Manson, of course, is an honorary priest in the Church of Satan. And Lil Uzi Vert says, "That's my father, the Pale Emperor. Listen here, at age 27, I will leave this earth for this man right here. He is the Pale Emperor," referring to Marilyn Manson. So, when people say that it's, you know, it's going too far to say these people are selling their souls to become famous or they do the blood sacrifice stuff, you really gotta look at what they say. Look at what they're telling you. They're telling you there's these evil influences, and they're telling you they're gonna die for these things. Look at XXXTentacion. Right before he died, he had an Instagram video talking about how if he becomes the next blood sacrifice, he just wants to reach, you know, 6 million kids or whatever. Look at the Lil Uzi Vert and Young Thug video that I did a write-up on just recently. A video called Up, where it's full of symbols of the Baphomet, the pentagram, the demon, the Eye of Horus, duality, all of these things. They show up in the video. And it's just one more example of how rap music has become very dark. And you hear other rappers sort of talking about this, like Offset from Migos. He was talking about that. And what about Ariana Grande, though? What has she got to do with Mac Miller? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I do know that I watched the MTV VMAs, and she was doing a song, the God is a Woman song. You know, the one that got me banned from YouTube because I talked about it, which should tell you that it's worth taking a hard look at the video that she has, because she embodies all these pagan goddesses. She does not embody any Christian, like the Virgin Mary or nothing like that in the video, which I noticed. Like, okay, that's fine, whatever. Because, you know, even if she did embody it, then I would say that's heretical, right? Like, she can't win. But anyways, the point is she's showing us that she is the goddess in this video. And then on the VMAs, she is at the center of the table with the Last Supper as the performance starts. She is Jesus. Not even the Virgin Mary, she's Jesus Christ in the video, or in the performance. Heresy, I tell you. Sacrilegious on MTV. Ugh. But Kenneth Anger, I talked about him just a few minutes ago. He is known for being one of the major influencers of music videos. You know, he's been around since the, you know, I think like the 50s, 60s time doing stuff, 70s. And in fact, if you watched my Area 51 video on Gumroad, gumroad.com/IsaacW, watch the little Area 51 video I did of my visit to Groom Lake. There's a video I found in there that's sort of 6 degrees of separation to Marjorie Cameron and Kenneth Anger. Ariana Grande also performed at Aretha Franklin's tribute, because she died too, not in a bathtub, probably not a blood sacrifice. And Bill Clinton was apparently overly excited to see her, and that was a thing on the news. I don't know. He's an old perv. Who cares? That's what he does. I don't know if there's anything Illuminati-esque about it, but that happened too. Ariana's been all in the news recently. And I think that, honestly, I think I got banned from YouTube because I talked about her and, like, I'm hurting the image somehow. I think it used to be okay, but now I'm hurting the image, so that's why I had to go. And did you see that Alex Jones got kicked off of iTunes? He got kicked off of like YouTube and Spotify and all these things. And he had a podcast on iTunes that got removed. And I talked about this on my, when I talked about me getting banned from YouTube, I said, go to my website and sign up for my email newsletter. It's free, but that's the only way I can stay connected to you because the other things are out of my control. And I said, someday they're going to ban me from podcasting. And then this Alex Jones thing happened, and now that puts me on notice a little bit. So let's see how long this lasts. But what you do need to do is go sign up for that free email newsletter on IlluminatiWatcher.com. That way, if they shut down the podcast feed as well, that's my last way of getting a hold of you. So go do that, right? All right, so what else is new? Elon Musk, he was on the news because he was on Joe Rogan's show. Did you listen to it? It's like 3 hours long. All right, that was the free content. If you want the whole show, go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Check it out. It's the way of the future, man. It's how we support our creators and artists today. So join up, get my book, The Dark Path, free ebook download, early access, no commercials, bonus content. Again, the Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, end of the world talk with AI is on that episode. Thank you. Because they float some very interesting ideas on there. Okay, I am running out of time here, so I am going to let you go. And what I want you to do, my friends, what I want you to do right now is go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, sign up for my free email newsletter, sign on up. That way we can stay connected to each other in this global consciousness of the internet. And if you don't want to do that, just subscribe to the podcast at least and leave a review. Appreciate it very, very greatly. And I hope you have a great week, and I will be back because I've got even more to talk about on like glyphosate and front holes and Asia Argento and Fred Durst. Oh, it's going to be good. All right, thanks. As always, be your best for those who deserve your best.